Number 73 from August of 2010, All Things in Moderation. As I go down my driveway, I can get a good look at the corn in the field next to our property. The corn goes from 9 feet high on the high ground all the way down to about 1 foot high in the low ground by the road. The high ground corn is a deep green and looks terrific, but the low ground corn is a sickly yellow color and will yield next to nothing this fall. The difference is in the amount of water the corn has had on it. All crops need rainfall to grow and be healthy. However, the corn in the low ground got way more than adequate moisture. It was flooded and underwater several times. It had what my old supervisor used to call too much of a good thing. Too much can be just as bad as not enough. The same thing seems to be true of people as well. We all have needs such as food, clothing, shelter, love, and attention. We have all seen the pictures on television of children who were deprived of these basic human needs, and it is indeed a pitiful sight. Not as easily recognizable, but just as damaged, are those who have had too much of a good thing. Our children, for example, have so many toys and gadgets that they have lost the ability to entertain themselves or create their own games and make their own fun. They have everything handed to them because we want them to have a better life than we had. So we give them everything they ask for and more and treat them as if they were the center of the universe and then wonder why they act like little gods and are tyrants and spoiled brats. Likewise, all of our addictions begin with something good that becomes too much of a good thing. Cocaine, for example, is not evil in and of itself. It can be a useful anesthetic in certain nasal surgeries, but the excess use of it is very harmful. Food is good. But how many people in our culture, including myself, use food to excess? Work is good, but we can become obsessed and become workaholics. Sex is one of God's better creations, but look at the excess and obsession with sex in our media. Television is a wonderful invention, but how often do we just sit in front of the tube for hours and go numb? In the church, we often wish that we had an excess of money. Most of our discussions in church have to do with saying, we don't have enough money for certain things. It is interesting that in almost every case that Jesus is talking about money and possessions in the New Testament, he is saying the opposite. He says the problem is that we have too much money and too many possessions. We recall the stories, the rich fool, the rich ruler, the rich man Lazarus, the Pharisee and the tax collector, and others in which Jesus pointed out that too much money and too many possessions were more spiritually damaging than not enough. Maybe that is why Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread. He knew that if we got a year's supply, we'd try to eat it all at once. Quite probably it is also why God gave Moses and the Israelites only the manna that they could eat for one day. The Lord is aware of our tendency to excess and our forgetfulness of where it all came from. So whenever you drive by and see some puny yellow corn in the fields, be reminded of excess and make sure that there is an even distribution of what all people need to have. All things in moderation.